Billy Graham will be laid to rest today at his library in Charlotte. Two former presidents have already paid their respects, and President Trump is expected at the funeral today, along with 2,300 other family, friends, and dignitaries. Now joining us to share his thoughts about Graham is Tommy Tomlinson, the host of WFAE's Southbound podcast. For your podcast, you speak to people who are from the South or who have spent a lot of time here, and you talk about how the South shaped who they are. How did the South shape who Billy Graham was?
I think, first of all, it shaped him in the sort of simplicity of his message. I think he grew up in a time and in an era in the South when those sort of country preacher messages were the way that things got told. And he took that method along with the message to the world. You know, if you listen to his sermons, they were never complicated to understand. They never went off into the weeds sort of theologically. It was a very simple gospel message, and he wasn't very histrionic about it either. He didn't get way off into the sort of yelling and stomping the feet that a lot of evangelists did, a lot of poor imitations of Billy Graham did.
And I want to ask the flip of that question. How has Billy Graham shaped the South?
Oh, well, certainly, I think for a lot of people outside this country, outside this part of the country, Billy Graham was probably one of the first prominent Southerners they saw. And I think that sort of image of the preacher, the evangelist coming to save your soul, you know, a lot of people took that message to heart. A lot of it felt that it was sort of oppressive, and, you know, and certainly as other preachers came along who were more strident and more aggressive than Billy Graham was, I think that sort of idea of evangelism got twisted a little bit and became a lot more off-putting to a lot of people, certainly from outside the South. But for a long time, Billy Graham was one of the faces of the South to the world. And I think, you know, for most people, he represented that our part of the country pretty well.
I want to go back to one of his final public appearances. This was 10 years ago here in Charlotte during the dedication of the Billy Graham Library. You were there. Tommy, you wrote a column about it. Even before he spoke that day, what struck you about him then?
Well, he was, you know, clearly aged and frail and having a difficult time just sort of getting up on stage. You know, he had an adoring crowd there. Three ex-presidents were there, people who had counseled him and he had counseled. And I think he wanted to have one more moment. But I think that having that moment was difficult for him to get there, but I was standing just sort of off to the side of the stage, and so you could see them sort of getting them into place and all that sort of thing, and I was thinking beforehand, man, this could go bad pretty easily, because he might get up there and be forgetful, or he might have a hard time just getting to the podium at all, but he did come through pretty well, I thought.
And what did he say? And I know you've got a copy of the column I mentioned that you wrote about the event.
In your ears, it's a little piece about it. So he got up there and they passed out a prepared speech beforehand. But I think they had said in there he may not deliver the speech, which I guess was fairly common for him at the time. And so here's what I wrote. Now here he is live, his voice with a high tone of the edges, the way you talk when you have to work to breathe, but no notes, looking hard at the crowd now. This building behind me is just a building, he said. It's an instrument. It's a tool for the gospel. He says he worries about his wife, Ruth, bedridden at their home in the mountains. They have two rooms with a bathroom in between. He spends much of his day checking in on her. In his prepared speech, the one he didn't give, he wrote, "I know that my time here on earth is limited. The Lord is a mystery. The Bible says Methuselah lived 969 years. Billy Graham might get only a tenth of that. Here, in front of the crowd and the cameras, he has 5 minutes. At the end, the man who has prayed with so many, has prayed for so many, asks for a favor. I don't remember him asking it before. He's speaking without notes, his voice clear now, and he says, I need your prayers. He thanks everyone for coming, and he turns away from the applause, white hair glowing in the sun. His assistant puts the walker in front of him and points him toward the chair. And Billy Graham begins the journey to the place where he can rest."
That's Tommy Tomlinson of WFAE's Southbound podcast. Thank you.
Thank you.